From Hollywood. From Hollywood. Welcome to the Rat's Ass Podcast with Mojo Elliott.
All right, what do you say we kick off this show with a fit check?
No shirt, no shoes, no dice.
Oh, I assure you, my dice go everywhere I go. From the Mojo Studio on Sunset in Vine, it's time for another action-packed adventure.
Let's do it.
Here's what's on tap on the wrap. Guess who got trumped again? Anyone? Anyone? Hey, who wants candy? Put your hand in my pocket. We have another winner in the National Butt Ugly Contest to tell you about. And it's time you learned the truth. About what? You'll find out soon enough. And in the 90s, who was hotter? The women of Friends or the women of Melrose Place? Another round of head traumas on the way. You wanted a movie mashup? Well, by God, I've got a movie mashup for you today. Plus our usual lunacy and loose behavior, including weird, wacky, and ridiculous people. That's what's happening on the Rat's Ass Podcast for Monday, October 13th. Thank you for starting your week off with us and hitting play. Welcome back, Columbus Day. We missed you. You're looking good, baby. How was your weekend? Did it fly by fast like mine did? I've got some really exciting news, too, to share with you about Rat's Ass Rock TV. First, we've launched a second Rat's Ass Rock Radio format that leans a little more classic. A little more classic rock for you. So now you'll have Rat's Ass Rock Radio 1, Rat's Ass Rock Radio 2 to choose from. Now this is just the audio, no videos. It's like listening to a radio station. You hit play and just let it roll. Just let it roll. And it's all designed to flow like a rock radio station that I used to program back in the day when I was a radio programmer. I think you're going to dig it, all right? Also, we're going to do this one too, and we need your feedback on it because these are the types of things that are really passionate to people. And we're talking about deep cuts. The Rat's Ass Rock Deep Cut Channel. Hopefully we'll have it off the ground by the first of the year. But send us an email with 5-10 of your favorite deep cuts. RatsAssPodcast@gmail.com because we're serious about building the biggest rock library on one channel. Now, this one's going to be fun. On Super Bowl Sunday, you know, you can screw Bad Bunny and the potential politically charged alternatives that are being planned. You know, going way back when they announced that the Super Bowl 60, was going to be played near San Francisco where the 49ers play. So it's got to be a Metallica doing the Super Bowl show, halftime show, because they're in their backyard. But of course, you get the NFL and Jay-Z involved, and forget it. They were never going to book Metallica. Let's just be honest about that. But since the NFL won't do it, guess what? Rat's Ass Rock TV will. At halftime, you can flip over to Rat's Ass Rock TV and catch a live 30-minute set from Metallica with audio visual pulled from some of their biggest concerts. We're going to mash it all up and get you all the details on it, though, on the Rat's Ass Podcast blog later on today. I think you'll like it. I know that Fleabag and I do. That's what we're going to do. Watch the first half, flip over to Rat's Ass Rock TV, and flip back to the game. All right, let's get into the wrap today. We started the day with some great news. The hostages in Gaza have been released, and what a great way to start the week, huh? I mean, here we have a president and Donald Trump negotiating hostages being released and advocating for peace in the Middle East, while here at home, Chuck Schumer and the Democrats are holding America hostage with the Schumer shutdown. And then over the weekend, thought this was so funny, but not surprising. Joe Biden decided he wanted in on the action and wanted credit for the hostage release, saying that Trump plagiarized his plan. Well, here's the funny thing about plans. You, me, everybody, we can all make plans, but it's the execution that counts. So do you believe Joe? I mean, here's a guy who had to be reminded every day that the fly in his underwear goes in the front. I mean, right, if you were alive in the 80s and 90s, who didn't love John Candy? There's a new documentary on John's life called I Like Me, referencing a scene from Trains, Planes, and Automobiles. It's on Amazon Prime right now. And I have to admit, I teared up watching this. Yeah, the waterworks. It really touched me. It just reminded me of how much I missed this guy, how much I loved his movies. And I went to my rack and I said, I got a bunch of John Candy movies. Let's see what I got here. And I pulled out Stripes, Splash, Vacation. There was Summer Rental, Nothing But Trouble. It's an odd movie. Brewster's Millions, Who's Harry Crumb? Got The Great Outdoors with Dan Aykroyd and, of course, Uncle Buck. And the creme de la creme, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Holy shit, look at that guy on the wrong side of the highway. He's going to kill somebody.
What's going on?
Some joker wants the race.
Hey!
Ace, that's ridiculous.
All right, come on. Let's go. Let's go.
Put your window down!
You want something?
He's probably drunk.
You're going the wrong way!
What?
You're going the wrong way!
He says we're going the wrong way.
Oh, he's drunk. How would he know where we're going?
Yeah, how would he know?
I love that scene. Never gets old, but it's at that point in the movie when we realize that Neil and Dale are Democrats. But we find out in the documentary, too, that John's father died when he was 35 from a heart attack. And I don't remember when we lost John. Alexa, when did John Candy die?
John Candy died on March 4th, 1994, at the age of 43 years.
Okay, so he outlived his father by 8 years, but it's kind of a similar situation. Died too young back in 94. Man, 32 years almost since he passed away. Can you believe that? All right, John and his wife, Rosemary, who's still alive, had two kids, a daughter named Jennifer and a son named Chris, who, by the way, just happens to share my birthday.
Who gives a rat's ass?
Oh, God. But go ahead and watch it. Trust me. You won't be disappointed. Just take some tissues with you. You're going to need them. Did you see where hundreds of dimwits in Portland held a nude protest over the weekend? Some of them laid out on the freeway naked to stop traffic. Others did a nude bike ride. Yes, a nude bike ride. Now, I'm sorry, but I've never seen so many butt-ugly people in my life in one city. First of all, the last thing anybody wants to see is a bicycle seat shoved up someone's bare butt. Ugh, nobody needs to see that. And believe me when I say these people have no idea razors exist. The amount of back hair, butt hair, all of it. Oh, just disgusting. Remember that scene in Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, when Fat Bastard's in bed with Felicity Shagwell and rolls over to grab a piece of chicken? Want some chicken? And you see his bare butt before she plants the homing device in his rectum. Yeah, just imagine that over and over again. That's what it was like in Portland over the weekend. But that's all you need to know. But hey, congratulations, Portland. You have won the Rat's Ass Podcast Butt Ugly City Award for 2025. Now, I was at lunch on Friday, and I was sitting in a booth, and I heard these ladies talking about what Whoopi Goldberg said earlier that day, and that she felt like she deserved a refund on her insurance if she didn't have a claim. And these ladies were agreeing with her. And I'm thinking, oh, they were fired up about it, too. Yeah, they were all pissed off. Yeah, we don't have a claim. Why can't we get a refund? And it hit me that most of you really have no idea how insurance works. So indulge me here just for a second. I'll sum it up for you real quick. Insurance, regardless if it's auto, home, life, business, or health, it's all about spreading the risk. You've heard the term, it takes a village. Well, here it is. The ultimate it takes a village is insurance, because it's just a pool of money by millions of people. So if one person has a tragedy, they couldn't handle it on their own. So because they pay into this pool of money, the money pool pays for their claim. It's that simple. I'll give you another example. Let's say you have a home development of 50 homes. Okay, one person's home burns down. They probably couldn't rebuild by themselves. So somebody got this great idea that if we all pitch in and one person has a fire, we can fix it for them. Now, the problem is when you have a fire, you got to replenish the pool. So you have the people that continues to pay the amount of money that they were, then they raise it up a little bit to replenish what they just had to pay out. That's how insurance works. And this is why Whoopi Goldberg saying, I should get a refund if I don't have a claim, is just pure ignorance on her part on how the system works. But you're a little brighter today because you listened to the Rat's Ass Podcast. All right, we had a great debate with my friends over the weekend. Yeah, we guys, we still get together and talk once a month on Zoom because we're spread out all over the frickin' country. But we debated what TV show had the hottest women in the 90s. I don't know how it came up. It just did. Some said it was Phoebe, Monica, and Rachel from Friends. They were just, yeah, that's who it is. Without a doubt, they were the hottest women in the 90s. And I contended that it was Melrose Place with Amanda, Allison, and Jane, especially Jane played by Josie Bassett. I mean, you talk about hubba hubba. The debate finally settled, though, when we all agree that Melrose Place won this because it came down to a tiebreaker between Phoebe, played by Lisa Kudrow on Friends, and Allison, played by Courtney Thorne-Smith on Melrose Place. And we all agree that Courtney Thorne-Smith was hotter than Lisa. Now, the bottom line is they were all hot, and we all admitted to the fact that, yeah, we used the pause button on the remote quite a bit back in the 90s.
is Las Vegas Raiders one, so be prepared to not hear the end of it.
Just win, baby.
Here is Mojo Elliott with Rat Sports.
But it's true, the Raiders did win, but there is no bragging rights in a 2-4 team. Just get ready for Kansas City, fellas. The big game on Sunday was between Kansas City and Detroit, and the Chiefs laid the Lions out 30-17. In another battle of division leaders, Tampa Bay beat San Francisco 30-19, and Dallas lost to Carolina. On Monday Night Football, we've got two games tonight. Buffalo is Atlanta, Chicago's at Washington. I've got Buffalo and Washington winning. So far this week, I'm 9-4. Overall, 59-31-1. It's about 65%. I will do better as the season goes on. Last week kicked my ass, though. That was an ass-kicking week. First time in a decade I'd lost more games than I won. Set me back a little bit. All right. Seattle drew first blood in the ALCS, beating Toronto 3-1. Game two is today. Game one of the NLCS happens tonight between the LA Dodgers and Milwaukee. All right, check in the chat box at ratsasspodcast.com. Bert Yinkst from Columbus, Ohio said, I've noticed you don't spend too much time on college football. Why? Well, I'm not that big a fan anymore, Bert. I'm really not. You know, thanks to the portal and the conference realignment, it's kind of lost me. I mean, there is no way Penn State and USC should be in the same conference. I'm sorry. And players being able to up and leave every year if they don't like the program that they're in. I mean, I get it's one time in their life they should be able to go and play wherever they want, wherever they have the best opportunity. It just makes it tough. And eventually it won't matter because younger people will think this is the norm. And that's what we're going through now. It's just changes. All right, if you haven't heard the rankings, I'll give you those right now while we're on the subject. Ohio State is number one. University of Miami is number two. Indiana, number three after they beat Oregon. That was a shocker. Texas A&M is fourth. And Ole Miss is number five with Alabama hot on their ass. Alabama, number six right now. All right, Myron Mann, Pasadena, California, says, how do you like the Dodgers' chances against Milwaukee, and is LA going to win back-to-back World Series titles? I like the Dodgers' chances against Milwaukee. In fact, since the Reds and the Yankees are out, I'm pulling for the Dodgers to win this thing. As far as winning back-to-back, you know, they just got to win four games like everybody else. And that is sports for you today on The Rap.
Rat's Ass Podcast. Head trauma.
All right, you emailed us and said, hey, when are you going to play the movie mashup again? We said, okay, we can do that for you. You request, we will abide by, we kneel at your request to try and have some fun with you here. All right, I'm going to play three clips from three different movies, and you have to figure out what movies they're from. Are you ready? Here we go.
So peanuts.
Was I rushing or was I dragging?
Any of you guys call me Francis, and I'll kill you.
All right, one more time.
Was I rushing or was I dragging?
Any of you guys call me Francis, and I'll kill you.
All right, if you're good, you got him. Everybody else, take a minute to think about it. We'll have the answer for you coming up on the podcast.
It's time for some loose behavior on the Rat's Ass Podcast.
All right, you know, human beings are kind of dumb, right? Yeah, that's why we do the weird, wacky, and ridiculous people, so we can feel good about ourselves. Last year, Clyde Q, a college student from Michigan State, needed $40,000 to cover the rest of his tuition, room, and board for the year, and came up with this brilliant idea to sell Michigan State Sucks t-shirts at a Spartans home game. And he's going to sell them to the visiting fans. He bought 5,000 shirts and figured that if he made $10 profit on each shirt, he'd more than cover his costs for the shirts and what he needed to get by for the year. Problem was, when he opened the boxes on game day, he waited till game day. The t-shirt company spelled Michigan M-I-C-H-I-G-U-N. Michigun. And he only sold 40 shirts to drunk people. So the t-shirt company who printed them said, you know, we have a no refund policy here, no return, no refund. So we got stuck with 4,960 misspelled Michigan State Sucks t-shirts. Good news is, though, for what's his name again? Marvin? No, it wasn't Marvin. It was Clyde. Clyde. How'd I get Marvin out of that? All right. But the good news for Clyde, though, is he was able to get his old job back at where? Cracker Barrel. And he hopes to save enough money for community college coming up soon.
Hey, heads up. Here comes your celebrity cheese.
The best laid plan sometimes. All right, we lost one of the all-time great actresses over the weekend, Diane Keaton. She passed away at the age of 79. Friends say she went downhill fast and lost a lot of weight before she passed. What I remember most about Diane was if Woody Allen was making a movie, she was in it. I think they did 7 movies together. She leaves an estate worth over $100 million behind to her heirs. Taylor Swift announced a new Eras Tour docuseries coming up in December. It should land on the 12th on Disney Plus. All of you who canceled, guess what? You're going back. The teaser says we should expect, though, lots of backstage PDA between Taylor and Travis. Now, who really gives a rat's ass about their backstage PDA, huh? We want a porno. We want a Taylor and Travis porno that we can, you know, stuff into our Christmas condom hanging over the fireplace. All right. Fleabag is typing something here. He says, not everyone has a Christmas condom hanging from their fireplace. Well, they should, Fleabag. Damn it, they should. I do. I mean, this thing is so huge, I could do some hot air ballooning in that thing. And the conversation starts at Christmas when people come over. They go, what the hell is that? By the way, Taylor Swift was also seen at last night's Kansas City game against Detroit. It was her first game of the season. Her guest was Indiana Fever star Caitlin Clark, and reports say there was no reports of them bumping Mahomes. None of that was going on. And it appears the rumors about pop singer Katy Perry and former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau are absolutely 100% true. Oh, yeah. They getting it on, baby. They getting it on. The two were seen sucking face on a yacht off the coast of Santa Barbara over the weekend, and I will testify that it was a beautiful, beautiful weekend. And you could say that Katy kissed Trudeau, and she liked it, but hey, so did he.
That's just about enough of that.
And Britney Spears has now been single for 234 days.
Who gives a rat's ass?
Rat's Ass Podcast. Email from our Gmail.
All right, this is where anything goes based on your questions, comments, and observations. Dave G., Daytona Beach, Florida, said, you really pissed off the liberals on X yesterday with your comments about the No Kings protest this weekend. Nice job. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate that. Well, as you know, the Democrats are playing another No Kings rally this weekend, and the identity politics by the Democrats has just reached ridiculous mode. I mean, one month, Trump is a fascist. The next, he's a threat to democracy. Then he's Hitler, a racist, a wannabe king, or a dictator. So I simply went on X and I asked, hey, could somebody please send me a memo telling me what month is associated with each label so I know what hat and t-shirt to wear? Oh, you know, I guess people didn't get the joke. Oh, they teed off on me. You know, because it was like I made a list. I said, in January, is this about right that he's a threat to democracy? In February, do we call him Hitler? In March, do we call him a fascist? April, no king. In May, he's a dictator. In June, racist. Then we rinse and repeat the whole thing from July to December again. And some of our liberal pals, again, got offended by it. You know, wasn't intended to do that. It was a joke, for crying out loud. In fact, one guy took it so serious, he took it and said, hey, you have the IQ of mustard.
I know you are, but what am I?
Freddie K., Biloxi, Mississippi, said, do you think Antifa exists or not? Look, here's the deal. The Democrats are trying the old Marxist tactic of if you repeat a lie often enough, people will start to believe it. And they're trying to pull the old okey-doke on you, okay? In fact, I wouldn't doubt if Jimmy Kimmel, who started this stuff last week on his now floundering TV talk show, it's down 71% from the night that he returned from his suspension. He might be on their payroll because he's the one that started talking this nonsense last week. That, oh, Antifa's not real. It's just this imaginary thing that's out there. But hey, they have uniforms and they have a flag with collars. If you got a flag, you got uniforms and local chapters that offer online signups. You've got Antifa. That's what it is. And they have clear directives from leaders. We have seen numerous cities burn in 2020, and now we're watching them, you know, the feds are up in Portland kicking their ass now all over the place. So, yes, Antifa is real, but, You don't have to go too far to look for it. Just go to Amazon and look up some of the books about it. All right, Blair C. in Port Arthur, Texas says, are you going to watch Bad Bunny's halftime show or Charlie Kirk's Turning Point halftime show? Well, as I pointed out earlier, I'm not watching either one. I'll tape the game, flip over to Rat's Ass Podcast, our Rat's Ass Rock TV for the Metallica special. That's how we're going to not let politics ruin our Super Bowl this year. Or next year, because we're still in 2025. Chip D., your Belinda, California. I know you're not going to support Katie Porter for governor. Well, how do you know? But do you think she's a viable Democratic candidate? You're right. I'm not going to support her. And it's not because she looks like an angry Cabbage Patch doll either. It's because she lacks the temperament for the job. I mean, you've seen, if you've been paying attention, how she just snaps in an instant. You know, she doesn't have the temperament for the job. She's a my way or the highway type individual who thinks not only that big government knows best, she knows better than the government for everybody. We will follow under her rule. You know, that's dictatorship right there. No, Katie Porter, bye-bye. You have not even going to sniff that office if I have anything to say about it. All right, ENG, Grosse Pointe, Michigan. It was all over X on Sunday that people think Gavin Newsom and his wife Jennifer would make a better-looking couple in the White House than J.D. Vance and his wife Usha. What do you think? Well, I haven't given this any thought, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to go with J.D. and Usha because J.D. has never banged his campaign manager's wife like Gavin did, and Usha hasn't been bent over the arm of a sofa getting pounded from behind by Harvey Weinstein like Jennifer Newsom. Yeah. Scott V., Landover, Maryland. You mentioned on your last podcast that you wanted to know why single men in their 20s are moving home with their mothers. Yes, I do. I want to know why you're doing this. Says, I'm one of those guys. I'm 26 and my fiance is 24. Both of us moved home to save money to buy a house when we get married. If we save what we were paying on rent for 2 years, we'll have the money for a down payment. We couldn't do it otherwise. Well, I understand that. You know, it's part of your overall goal, Scott. I mean, and if your parents are down with the idea, part of a plan to move on, I think you got to do what you got to do. The one that bugs me, though, are the men who have no intentions of ever moving out. They move home with their mommy, and they're just going to hang out till mom dies and just pick up the house that they've lived in their whole life. You know, and I can't help but believe that these are the folks who are going to regret not going out and staking their claim when it's too damn late. And I will tell you, life goes by very fast. It's just like Ferris Bueller said, man. It does, you know. They'll get in their mid-40s, early 50s, and look back and go, why did I live 30 years with my mom? All right, here is today's Kiss Me, Kill Me email telling me what you like and dislike about the Rat's Ass podcast. This comes from Max T. in Joplin, Missouri. He says, what he likes is, I listen to hear how Alexa busts your balls. Okay, that's fine. What he hates is, I never know when you're being serious or not. Always err on the side of not. Rarely am I serious about anything. All right, if you have any questions, comments, or observations, send them to my producer, Fleabag, at ratsasspodcast@gmail.com. The more outrageous and salacious is always the best policy.
Rat's Ass Podcast. Head trauma.
All right, the name of the game is the movie mashup. I played three clips from three different movies for you, and you have to identify the movies they're from. You want to roll them again real quick?
Saw peanuts.
Was I rushing or was I dragging?
Any of you guys call me Francis and I'll kill you.
All right, what do you think it is? If you said Cable Guy, Whiplash, and Stripes, boom!
Yeah, baby!
You are correct. But if you missed it, go see a doctor about your head trauma and get well soon. I got a split. I'm taking a class today on how to wear my shoes on the wrong feet, and I got to pick up some oranges too. But I do have one more thing for you. Bill Gates once said, if you want to get something difficult done, give it to a lazy person to do because they'll find the easiest way to do it.
Nobody is ever going to accuse you of being lazy, Mojo.
Well, you get that right, Alexa.
If there is anyone who takes forever to do the simplest task, it's you numbnuts.
You know, I ought to just whip it out right here and pee on her. but why should I do her the favor? All right, welcome to Rat Nation. Tanya Sears from my favorite city in the United States to say, Sheboygan, Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Never been there, but someday I got to get to Sheboygan. How many times can I say Sheboygan before we end the show? Randall Dooley, he's not from Sheboygan. He's from Birmingham, Alabama. Shakes McKinley, sounds like he should be from Sheboygan, but he's from Frankfort, Kentucky. And James Mims from Tyler, Texas. And around the world, they don't have a Sheboygan anywhere in the world, but here in the United States. But hey to the folks in Paris, France, Falkenberg, Sweden, and Brasilia, Brazil, and I bet every single one of you would love to be in Sheboygan in the dead of winter.
Now's your chance to be one of the few and the loud. Join Rat Nation at RatsAssPodcast.com. Membership does have its rewards, you know.
Now what the Sheboygan is going on here? All right, that's it for this episode of the Rat's Ass Podcast from Hollywood, not Sheboygan. Go check out the RatsAssPodcast.com to get the entire Rat's Ass Podcast experience. You can listen to podcasts, rock out the Rat's Ass Rock TV, so much to listen to there. Read the blog, it's loaded with hot topicality. Plus, you can still join Rat Nation without having to qualify and connect with us on the socials. We'll do this again on Thursday, October 16th. Take care of each other, and thanks for dropping by the Rat's Ass Podcast from Hollywood, not Sheboygan.
The conversation continues between podcasts on X and RatsAssPodcast.com. RatsAssPodcast.com.
Hey, get a load of my Sheboygan.